Well, I don't know what that background words are. I'm hearing it. I don't know if you're hearing it. This is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. That was certainly a little weird, at least from my end, and I hope it stops. I don't know what crossed line or something somewhere. Anyway, welcome to today's show. There it is again. We're going to talk about how education associations work with the education business. And we've got two good friends of ours. Okay, Missy Green, who's the Director of Strategic Partnerships over at CETA. Okay, the State Ed Tech Directors Association. And Pat Leonard, who's the COO of Midas Education, as a good example of one of the companies in the field. Okay, I'm looking forward to this show. I am indeed. All right, we're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out over at EduTalkRadio like we always do, and over on Facebook, it's the same thing. And I hope that background noise, you're not hearing it. I hope it's only me. All right, so check it out. I want to remind everybody, we've got our wonderful new digital magazine, which is just getting rave reviews out there. It's called Accessibility, Compliance, Equity, and Education. The whole magazine's over at ace-ed.org. And check it out, tell your friends about it, et cetera. And a lot of great companies in there advertising, great editorial, et cetera, et cetera. We're very, very concerned about equity in education, as just about everyone is. Social justice, inclusion, accessibility, compliance to the rules, et cetera, et cetera. That's what our editorial is about. So please check it out. It's at ace-ed.org. Okay, and I hope you enjoy it, for goodness sakes. Let me bring on Missy, and let me bring on Pat. All right, let me see if they can hear anything. Missy, can you hear that background rumble?
Hey, Larry, no, I don't hear anything weird other than your voice.
You,
no, just kidding.
That's weird enough.
I don't hear I hear no background noise either. I agree with Missy. Everything's great.
Thank you, Pat. So therefore, there must be a connection from my host line here. So no, I'm not going to worry about it anymore. However, it is driving me crazy. It's like a TV show, like a Twilight Zone, where I've got another voice going in my head. So it's just absolutely lovely. Okay. My good pal, Missy Green. Hey, Missy, I was look, when I tweeted out to you about the show today, I put in your name came up on Twitter, and I put it in there. And you have two I never knew you had two daughters. How old are they? You described them as two independent and wonderful young ladies.
They are. They are. My daughters are 24 and 28. So they're grown up, and they are independent women.
And here I thought you were about 34 years old, Missy, my good buddy. So there you go.
I love discussing my age on a national radio show. That is so awesome, Larry. Thank
you
for this opportunity.
No, really. I was amazed when I thought that, because you described them as women. I think that's super. Okay. And it is great. Pat, I'm not even going to get into that with you. Okay. real quick. Tell everybody, Missy, about CETA. You're the Director of Communications over there. Okay, just tell everybody.
Yeah, sure. So I'm the partnerships person. So really my job is to connect people with companies that do great things for kids in school as far as technology. So it's a dream job. It really is. I get to work with amazing state leaders who care a lot about education and technology. And I also get to work with great companies who provide solutions for those folks. So I'm a great big connector.
That's good. And that's really, really cool. And I love the way we're putting together the show. It's just great. Pat, you're COO of Midas Education. I certainly know what you do. But can you tell everybody about Midas? Might as well give yourself a good plug. Pat Leonard.
Sure. Midas Education, it actually stands for Massively Integrated Data Analytics System. And we
I didn't know that.
It's the big thing. Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's real creative of it. We're an education enterprise management system, so we sort of help school districts and state departments of education consolidate what they're doing for instruction specifically. So learning management system, SIS, data analytics, professional development training, onboarding, all of those things. We've actually built on a single platform, so we don't actually take a whole bunch of existing systems and integrate them. We can actually start from scratch and help districts build. In the process of that, we got really good at integrating existing systems because we had to from a data standpoint. So we developed some really powerful data visualization tools, and they're really helping us take off right now.
Wow, that is really super. Midas has been around for how long now?
Midas was started in 2007, but it was mostly research and development for about 8 years. We really just hit the market 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember when you did, so I'm glad to hear things are going so well. I had no idea it was an acronym. I always thought you were a company that if a school district bought you, everything they touched would turn to gold, like King Midas.
Well, that's the residual effect of working with us.
That's the residual effect. Thank you, Pat. Well said. MidasEducation.com, and, of course, State Ed Tech Directors is CETA, S-E-T-D-A, CETA.org. Okay, and let's just take it as this level. So, Missy, you put together partnerships, but the partnerships are geared to help the ed tech directors and, in turn, help the school districts in their given states. Okay, so talk about let's use Midas. How did you first meet Pat? Where did you meet him? Was it accidental? Did you actually search him out? Did he search you out? How did the relationship get started?
Well, you'll have to ask Pat the same question. I'll answer, from my perspective. And then Pat has a really great story that we share quite a bit because there is a huge benefit to being part of a network. And we really are. And we refer to CETA, the State Ed Tech Directors, as like a family because, they have relationships that span from, coast to coast. The entire country is considered part of our membership. And so we knew Pat from a former life. I think he worked at Blackboard, and he knew CETA and said, "Hey, I want to come and do something at one of your events. I'd like to be a sponsor." And so we invited him to do that. So I'll let Pat take it from here about how the relationship kind of blossomed just from that one opportunity.
Do it, Pat.
Well, sure, and it actually started even long before I was at Midas. And as Missy said, it's a family, and it's really about relationships. I actually bumped into a couple of CETA members at the Philadelphia airport leaving ISTE about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And because of previous relationships with those folks, when I saw them, they gave me a big hug. "So, Pat, what are you doing these days? Who are you working with? We heard that you're no longer with your previous company. Where are you?" And we exchanged business cards. We talked very briefly, and it was Rick Gaisford from the state of Utah who said, "I think what you're doing may have some opportunities in my state. Let's set up a meeting." And so it really started with a one-hour online meeting, and about 40 minutes into the meeting, Rick stopped the meeting and said, "Can you guys hold for a second? I got three or four more people in the State Department who need to see this, and we need to set up another meeting. You have to come visit us." And Rick has said the reason he set up the meeting is he knew me and he trusted me because we had a strong relationship from previous work. And we now have a statewide contract to manage all of the professional development for the state of Utah.
Wow, congratulations.
But it was because of those contacts from CETA and in the weird fun world. I was on the phone with Rick and some of his staff yesterday, and they're setting up an introduction with one of the largest school districts in Utah. Because the district asked, "Hey, we're excited about what you guys are doing for professional development. What else can Midas do? Can you introduce us?" So we'll be there in 2 weeks to meet with that district. And that's all of
Congratulations. I think that's wonderful. And that is the importance of networking within the industry. Pat, let me ask you, okay, as you work, and I want people who are listening to extrapolate this out, because I work with, I'll say, 40 different associations in education, of course, CETA being one of them. And in reality, depending on what area of business is in, et cetera, they should lock in and work with the association, you guys being in ed tech as one example. Okay, ISTE you just mentioned is another. Okay, but with CETA, it's that important. Well, let me ask it this way. Missy, so you know Pat, okay? He introduces you to Midas, all right? And I'm curious, what does CETA do at that point? You guys know each other. Let's assume, and it is, that Midas is a good product. What does CETA do at that point?
Well, it's built right into our mission statement that we really want to work with companies in a consultative way so that the products that they build actually meet the needs of what schools and districts really want. And I think
that
we are in a unique position to do that, right? So we kind of, assume that is one of the tenets of our mission. We really, really want to be you know, one of the organizations that helps build better solutions for tomorrow. And we have a way to do it because when we work with these companies, we have these opportunities to have consultative meetings and give them honest feedback. We do like focus groups, and sometimes the companies, you know, hear things they don't want to hear, but it's the truth and it's the reality. And I think when you're able to get that unique perspective from all across the country in a number of different states, it helps influence your business plan and your marketing strategy, and it can really give you valuable information. So that's one of the things that we do to work with the companies to try to help them meet the needs of schools and districts, you know, based on what we know about the reality of education and what it's like on the ground.
And you do know that, I got to say. Stay with me, Missy, here, because there are other companies out there, no offense, Pat, you certainly know this, that do the basically the same thing you do. Okay.
Yep.
So, Missy, when you meet, and you certainly knew Pat, et cetera, and you hear about Midas, but you have to be, I assume, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're supposed to be neutral. Okay, in your work with the ed tech directors to get them, et cetera, and I know you are, I know you well enough. Okay, but how do you balance that? If somebody says, I'm looking for a really good learning management system that can help us with professional development, like Pat just said, with you to all those things, what do you do? Now, you're good friends with Pat, but you're good friends with other companies doing the same thing, too. How's the balance work?
Yeah, we definitely have a fair and balanced approach to that. But I think, you know, also in the day jobs of these state ed tech directors, they're already inundated with, you know, messages and emails from other companies, and they regularly do demos. I mean, it's part of their job to really be on the, to know what's new and next on the cutting edge of ed tech. And so, you know, really that's, I consider my job to help bring in companies that are innovative, that are reputable, that have, you know, a lot going on, you know, in a number, check a number of boxes, you know, what we're looking for. And I just introduce them. So really, I don't make any guarantees. I don't make any promises.
Oh,
and,
no.
And, you know, for the most part, state ed directors don't really buy, you know. So we just really want to show them, hey, what's out there, what's available, and what's on the cutting edge of ed tech. Because that's really, you know, how I view, I think it's an important role that I play, you know. So, states can't endorse certain companies either. You know, we're all in that same boat where we have to be truly agnostic. But I think there is, you know, there's definitely, there's a way to be smart about it. I mean, you have to know what's out there in order to make the best choices. If you're not informed and aware, you certainly won't make the best choice for your schools or districts or otherwise. So that's part of what I help do.
And I know you do a great job. And, of course, besides listening every day to all the shows on Education Talk Radio, no, don't say it, Missy. I know you do. Okay, that was a joke. Okay, Missy, you're still there? Right. Okay.
I'm here.
But how do you keep up with that? How do you keep up with that?
Oh, my gosh. I read a lot. I listen to shows like your show. I try to keep up with what's going on in the industries, and I attend a lot of events. I mean, I travel quite a bit for my work, and I also listen to our states and our members. You know, I try to find out what are your priorities. So if I know that states are really concerned about personalized learning, if they're thinking about computer science or accessibility is a big one, you know? So that is something that I go out and I look for. What are solutions or new solutions in the industry on the marketplace that might fill this need? So definitely reading, attending events, you know, learning as much as I can, social media. Like there's just, you know, it's a full-time job just to try to keep up with what's new out there. But
that's the best thing
about ed tech, right? And working with startups is really cool, you know, the new companies. So just try to
learning
do all those
going
things.
On out there, et cetera. And you do, Miss, I got to tell you, you do a great job. I got to tell you that.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay, you're my buddy, and I really feel that way. Okay, I've seen you at conferences. I know how hard you work. Okay, and
that's
try to
how
find
we
those
met.
Companies.
Yeah, you sang to me the first time we met at a conference. You remember that?
That's right.
at EdNet.
I do remember.
Yep.
I was just going to say at EdNet. I think it was at that breakfast thing.